Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 705, down 4 1/4. March is 697, down 7 1/4. Soft December, 638, down 9 1/4. March at 651.5 is down 10 1/4. December corn, 422 1/4, down 3 1/4. March, 433.5, down 3. July, 448 3/4, down 2 3/4. January soybeans, 1319 1/4, down 10 1/4. July, 1281.5, down 5.5, now down 6.5. December soybean meal, 443.50, down 440. December soybean oil, 4011, down 3 cents. December live cattle, 132.20, down 52.5. January feeders, 164.97.5, down 7.5. And December lean hogs are 82.97.5, down 70. Quick programming note, if you're listening to us live right now on AM 580, you might stay with us through the 10 o'clock hour as Focus turns its attention to the Farm Bill.
Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the Farm Bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mantiville, Louisiana, although he's not there physically today. He's in Illinois today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the corn technicals, Dan, because after making a new low for the move on Monday, we've rallied out of the hole, and I'm wondering if this has been constructive, technically speaking, for suggesting that a short-term bottom in the marketplace might be in.
Well, I think so. I mean, that's my opinion. Now, we're not through the week yet, and we are down today, which is not necessarily uncommon to have a period of consolidation after you have a pretty good run to the upside. Yesterday, we punched out last week's high points, then slipped back a little bit. We didn't close up against the highs, but we did slip back some. So, yeah, the thing that you look at is we did make a new low for the decline or the calendar year. We did go underneath that November low by a little bit, a half cent to a penny, depending upon which contract. And then there was really no new follow-through or new selling or long liquidation pressures on that decline. So then we saw a lot of chart-based buying come into the market and rally it, and we saw some pretty good short covering because the fund crowd has been carrying a pretty good short position in corn. And depending upon what happens today and tomorrow, I mean, we're not through the week, but if we do close the week higher, then we do have what we would call as an outside range, price range reversal to the upside, and that is a strong indication that at least in the short run here that we have found so-called harvest low, fall low, whatever you want to call it, and then it will be dependent upon whether or not that reversal up can be extended then into a monthly reversal to the upside. If we can hold on to the strength and even extend it some as we go through the end of the year. And that's what's going to be the nail biter. November soybeans did it last month. They made their lows early in November and then just kind of gradually climbed higher and closed out the month with an outside reversal to the upside. This week's price action makes me a little nervous. However, I do carry, I think, the monthly reversal up on November beans, or not necessarily November beans, but on the bean chart, carries more weight than maybe a weekly down, because we did follow through there Monday, and then we settled back. We had an outside reversal down, but we, again, no downside follow-through activity there on Tuesday. And then yesterday the market came back and closed higher, but again, we're back down again today. So a lot of it depends upon how we finish out the week. If we can finish out the week, you know, just marginally lower or even higher would be best. That would kind of lay the groundwork technically for soybeans also to, at least from a technical perspective, you've got reason to believe that the market could strengthen here as we go on into the holidays. But things are going to get pretty thin after next week because then we're going to get into Christmas week and things kind of slow down a little bit. But farmer selling, I think, is still hangs over the market, but I think for the most part farmers are pretty well done selling grain for this year. The big worry that the trade is worried about is what happens as we go into next winter and what kind of movement we get at that point.
We do have a WASDE report due out on Tuesday, as well as a supply and, as a crop production. Nobody expecting many changes on the crop production report. That's usually a January affair. But on the WASDE, could we get some demand news?
Well, if you look at weekly export sales or the sales pace of soybeans, there is a reason that the WASDE needs to raise their export figure on soybeans, because I think we can only sell about 50 more million bushels, and then we start exceeding USDA's projections. So we are, you know, like about 95% of what USDA had us selling. So the demand, and then we had another good sales report here today. It was rumored that China picked up 3 cargoes of soybeans yesterday. That won't show up until next week's report. So the demand for soybeans still remains very strong. So there's reason to believe that the WASDE people could increase exports, cut ending stocks on soybeans, but we're not going to see any changes in production. That's going to wait until the January report on the production number, but they could tweak the supply-demand tables a little bit to kind of reflect what's happened in the past month.
Maybe, what, 20 million metric tons? 20... You know, I want to say 20 million bushels, something.
I don't have the demand table in front of me, but I think they currently have ending stocks at like at 170, if I'm not
a little under that, I think, that 160 something.
I think for the most part, most people in the trade feels that it could, unless something happens real quick, that it's probably as low as 120. Mm. I think last year we ended up the year with 140 or something like that. So We're basically, unless the worry we have is everything's front loaded. If South America comes on real strong and their crop looks to be real big, then you get into the sales cancellations or the switching of sales from the origination, U.S. origination, back to South American origination. And that's the scary part when you're this front-loaded on the sales. And that's not necessarily the case in corn. However, corn is doing what it needs to do. I mean, we're about 70% or so of what USDA expected us to export, which is over twice what we did last year. Corn, the $4 level here is finding demand in corn. We're seeing, you know, increased demand from the livestock and poultry sector.
Got to run.
Ethanol producers are running at full throttle, and, you know, export sales are reasonable.
Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.